You are listening to the Harvest Home Suite, Autumn Thanksgiving Hymn by Jay Unger and Molly Mason. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli. And today we will experience music of thanks and giving. Thanks by W.S. Merwin. Listen, with the night falling, we are saying thank you. We are stopping on the bridges to bow from the railings. We are running out of the classrooms with our mouths full of food to look at the sky and say thank you. We are standing by the water, thanking it, standing by the windows, looking out in our directions. Back from a series of hospitals, back from a mugging. After funerals, we are saying thank you. After the news of the dead, whether or not we knew them, we are saying thank you. Over telephones, we are saying thank you. In doorways and in the back of cars and in elevators, remembering wars and the police at the door and the beatings on stairs, we are saying thank you. In the banks, we are saying thank you. In the faces of the officials and the rich and all who will never change, we go on saying thank you, thank you. With the animals dying around us, taking our feelings, we are saying thank you. With the forests falling faster than the minutes of our lives, we are saying thank you. With the words going out like cells of a brain, with the cities growing over us, we are saying thank you faster and faster. With nobody listening, we are saying thank you. Thank you, we are saying and waving, dark though it is.
Just to help me find my shoe. Kim likes chocolate donuts, so her cousin gave her two. Grandpa played with Julio, took him to the park. If you forgot to thank someone, say thank you in the dark. Thank the moon, thank the sun, most of all thank someone, thank the stars high above, one for everyone you love. Gretchen taught a funny song to Jack and Eleanor. It brought Andy comics and he had to stay indoors. And Mrs. Rose of Dana, when she waded out too deep. If you forgot to thank someone, say thank you in your sleep. Thank the moon, thank
thank the sun. Most of all, thank someone. Thank the stars high above. One for everyone you love.
Friends are like a family. Families are like friends. All the world's your family. The chain will never end. When the night is lonely and you're feeling miles apart, if you forgot to thank someone, say thank you in your heart. Thank the moon,
thank the moon,
thank the sun,
thank the sun.
Most of all, thank someone,
thank someone,
thank the stars high above. One for
you know, we all like being thanked. It's a great feeling when someone tells us that we've made a difference in their life. I've also had the great fortune of favors done for me by people who went out of their way to help me solve a problem or fix something or just help me find something that I lost. Being thanked and having reason to thank others are two sides of what is also known as gratitude. Thanks and gratitude both show the positive in human behavior and provide us with a positive charge that boosts our emotional balance.
Is all because of you.
Thanks for the Memory, a 1938 song, was very popular, and composed by Ralph Ranger with lyrics by Leo Robin. It was introduced in the 1938 film The Big Broadcast of 1938 by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross. Hope and Ross play a divorced couple who meet each other aboard a ship. And near the film's ending, they sing this song that relates to the ups and downs of their relationship. And because of it, they decide to get back together again. Thanks for the Memories became a signature song for Bob Hope over many, many years.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh?
Huh?
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entre-nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What a great classic, don't you think? And remember, you can hear all my previous episodes of In Between the Music on the WGTD website. Just go to Program Schedule, look for Saturday, and click on In Between the Music. And that will take you to all of my currently archived shows. Thanksgiving. T is for the trust the pilgrims had some years ago. H is for the harvest the settlers learned to grow. A is for America, the land in which we live. N is for nature and the beauty which she gives. K is for kindness, gentle words, thoughtful deeds. S is for smiles, the sunshine everyone needs. G is for gratitude, our blessings great and small. I is for ideas, letting wisdom grow tall. N, no one should be alone on this thankful day. And G is for the gratitude we all feel.
Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table. From far and near we travel home, blessed that we are able. Grateful for this sheltered place, with light in every window. Saying welcome, welcome, share this feast. Come in away from the gift of loving kindness. Grateful for what's understood and all that is forgiven. We try so hard to be good, to lead a life worth living. Father, mother, daughter, son, let grateful days be endless. Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table.
Come, ye thankful people, come is an English Christian harvest festival hymn written in 1844 by Henry Alford. It was originally composed with 7 verses, but over the years there were many revisions. The first verse is written as a celebration of the harvest, calling for people to give thanks to God for it. Eventually, the hymn gained popularity in the United States, where it is used as part of Thanksgiving celebrations. Well, you know, we've had a lot of serious music selections in this episode of Thanks and Giving today. So I thought I might try something a little lighter that I think fits in with today's theme. It's a country song by George Strait called Give It Away.
She was storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving. And I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. So just give it away. So I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away. Just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. Still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's show, Music of Thanks and Giving. And remember, live each day with thanks and giving. And until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. And, you know, you can email me at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. When I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all that. what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk. But I often wonder, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing could capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. I've been so lucky, I am the girl with golden hair. I want to sing it out to
I'm Gregory Berg, and on Monday's morning show, you're going to hear the story of Robert J. Young, a retiree and amateur pilot who suffered some painful professional and personal reversals that ultimately forced him to declare bankruptcy. In the wake of that, he decided to fly his very small plane across the country, reconnecting with good friends and with the country that he loves. The result of that trip is a book called Vagabond Pilot, A Journey of Discovery and Renewal. Monday's morning show begins just after 8.